माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे, जयो वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे, जय जय गौरांग श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग, जय गौर हरि, जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग, जय गौर हरि, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमदेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य विभूति फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की। श्री श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की। मथुरा द्वारका धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम से जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की। गोलोकेर प्रेमनंद श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 3 कैंटो 4 सॉरी कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 32 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सैक्रिफाइस परफॉर्म्ड बाय दक्ष। इंद्र उवाच इदम् अप्य अच्युत विश्वभावनम् वपुर आनंदकरम् मनोदृशम् सुरविद्वित् शपनेर् उदायुधेर् भुजदंडेर् उपपन्नम् अष्टभी। इंद्र उवाच इदम् अप्यच्युत विश्वभावनम् वपुरानंदकरम् मनोदृशाम् सुरविद्वित् शपनेर् उदयुधेर् भुजदंडेरुपपन्नम् अष्टभी। इंद्र उवाच इदम् अप्यच्युत विश्वभावनम् वपुरानंदकरम् मनोदृशाम् सुरविद्वित् शपनेर् उदायुधेर् भुजदंडेरुपपन्नमष्टभी। इंद्र उवाच इदमप्यच्युत विश्वभावनम् वपुरानंदकरम् मनोदृशाम् सुरविद्वित् शपनेरुदायुधेर् भुजदंडेरुपपन्नमष्टभी। इंद्र उवाच अच्युत विश्वभावनम् इंद्र उवाच
Indra Vacha Indra Vacha
माता जी पञ्चत विश्वभावनम् वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग इंद्र उवाच किंग इंद्र सेड इदम् दिस अपि सर्टेनली अच्युत ओ इनफॉलिबल वन विश्वभावनम फॉर द वेलफेयर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स वपु ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म आनंदकरम अ कॉज ऑफ प्लेजर मन दृश्याम टू द माइंड एंड द आई सुरविद्वित envious of your devotees shapanay by punishment udayude with uplifted weapons bhujadandaye with arms upapannam possessed of ashtabhi with eight translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. bhakti vedanta swami shila prabhupada translation king indra said My dear Lord, your transcendental form with eight hands and weapons in each of them appears for the welfare of the entire universe, and it is very pleasing to the mind and eyes. In such a form, your Lordship is always prepared to punish the demons who are envious of your devotees. Purport. It is generally understood from revealed scriptures that Lord Vishnu appears with four hands, but in this particular sacrificial arena, Lord Vishnu arrived with eight hands. King Indra said, Even though we are accustomed to see your four-handed Vishnu form, this appearance with eight hands is as real as the four-handed form. As Lord Brahma had said, to realize the transcendental form of Lord is beyond the power of senses. In reply to the statement by Brahma, King Indra said, that even though the transcendental form of the Lord is not perceivable by the material senses, His activities and His transcendental form can be understood. Lord's uncommon features, uncommon activities, and uncommon beauty can be perceived even by an ordinary man. For example, when Lord Krishna appeared just like a 6 or 7 year old boy in Vrindavan, he was approached by the residents there. There were torrents of rain, and the Lord saved the residents of Vrindavan by lifting Govardhan Hill and resting it on the little finger of his left hand for 7 days. This uncommon feature of the Lord should convince even materialistic persons who want to speculate the limit of their material senses. The activities of the Lord are pleasing to experimental vision also, but impersonalists will not believe in his identity because they study the personality of the Lord by comparing their personality to his. Because men in this material world cannot lift a hill, they do not believe that Lord can lift one. They accept the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam to be allegorical and they interpret them in their own way. But factually, the Lord lifted the hill in the presence of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, as corroborated by great acharyas and authors like Vyasadeva and Narada. Everything about the Lord, his activities, pastimes and uncommon features should be accepted as is. And in this way, even in our present condition, we can understand the Lord. In the instance herein, King Indra confirmed, Your presence with eight hands is as good as your presence with four hands. There is no doubt about it. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, आई वुड लाइक टू सेक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज हियर सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग रिलेवेंट ऑन दी दिस ट्रांसेंडेंटल मैटर। So this chapter here, after Lord Shiva has given Daksha the head of a goat, and then first Daksha offers prayers, and then different personalities, Bhrigu Muni, Brahma Ji, they are offering prayers, and after Lord Brahma, Indra is offering prayers, where he's seeing that, because here Lord Vishnu had appeared in an eight-handed form, and he's saying that, how even this form of Lord, he has appeared for the welfare of entire universe and is very pleasing to the mind and eyes. So in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that this is Indra's prayer is in reply to the statement by Brahma, that Indra is saying that even though the transcendental form of the Lord is not perceivable by the material senses, his activities and transcendental form can be understood. The Lord's uncommon features, uncommon activities and uncommon beauty can be perceived even by an ordinary man. So here, if we read, Prabhupada is further saying that how people see the activities but they do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what he is saying when he is saying that Krishna's activities and beauty can be perceived by ordinary man, they can perceive, but still they do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday even Gauranga Prabhu mentioned that there are two categories of people who do not accept Krishna as God, Brajvasis and atheists. So here, if Indra is saying that if Krishna's form and activities can be perceived by common man, is that true? I mean, like if they perceive, do they accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So on that matter, I will discuss a little bit. So, for devotees, Krishna's activities and his form acts as a uddipan. It gives a stimulation to the ecstatic love of God. His uncommon activities, his smiling features, his apparel, his garland, his flute, his buffalo horn, his bells, conch shell, footprints, his places of pastime as Vrindavan, his favorite plant, Tulsi. So they all act as a way, periodical occasion for them to remember Krishna. And also another day is Ekadashi, where it helps us to remember Krishna. But then there are people who actually don't understand. They see, perceive, but they do not. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 15, it is mentioned, Namam duskritino muda prapadyante naradhama maya aparita jnana asurim bhavam ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. So Prabhupada is talking about four type of men. Mudas, they are actually the hard-working people. Prabhupada refers to them hard-working beasts of burden, who just work and do not want to share their fruits with Supreme Lord, nor wish to hear about Lord. Second is Naradhamas, people without religious principles. They neglect the prime duty of life. They would take up to anything but not to the spiritual activity, the chanting of Hare Krishna. Maya Aparita Jnana, these are intelligent people of the society, very scholarly. They can understand, but they would discuss, like once Maharaj was telling, he met scholars who were discussing Gopi Geet, and you know, they discuss elevated pastimes from scriptures, but they will
discuss them as a theory or poetry, but they do not accept that this is related to Lord. And even there are scholars who will discuss about these pastimes over a glass of wine or beer sitting in a pub. So if they do that, they're just scholars, they know in Sanskrit and can describe, but they do not actually understand who is related to, otherwise they will not engage in such activities. And fourth, Prabhupada saying, Asurim Bhava, those are atheists. People who openly declare that we do not accept God. Like there was this person named Nedze, who would say, God is dead. Then few years later it was written, Nedze is dead, written by God. So he declared. But then he also would say, I will accept only a God who knows to dance. A God who knows to dance, that he would be a God. Probably he was not informed about Krishna. You know, one Prabhupada disciple has written a book called The God Who Dances. You know, so addressing. So now Indra is saying here that you can be perceived, but here in the purport of this Namam Duskriti No Mura, the 7.15, Prabhupada is quoting Sripad Yamunacharya. Where Yamunacharya is saying, oh my Lord, you are unknowable to person involved with atheistic principles. Despite your uncommon qualities, features and activities, despite your personalities being confirmed by all the revealed scriptures in the quality of goodness, and despite your being acknowledged by the famous authorities, renowned for their depth of knowledge in the transcendental science and situated in the godly qualities. So are they contradictory, Yamunacharya and Indra? So that's what we'll discuss. So Yamunacharya is saying these four people, grossly foolish people, lowest of mankind, Naradhama, deluded spectators, Maya Prita Jnana, and Asurim Bhava, professional atheists, as above mentioned, never surrender unto the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, in spite of all scriptural and authoritative device. So maybe I'll ask you, do you know some of the uncommon activities of the Lord which are famous? Like Krishna ran away from the field, yes. Prabhupada is mentioning how Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Any other? Krishna danced on a snake. Yeah, who can dance on the head of a snake? Any other activity? Forest fire. Yeah, Krishna gulped the whole forest fire. We can't eat anything hot, our tongue burns, but he gulped the whole forest fire. That is mentioned. He lifted Govardhan Hill on the smallest finger of his left hand. He jumps from a very huge, I don't know how many, it was few yojanas high, right? 80 yojanas. And Krishna married 16,000 wives. Or you were saying something? Mridubhakshan Leela, and he showed the entire universe in his mouth, yes. So there are so many activities which are with uncommon activities of the Lord, which people know about, they have seen. And you see those other so many activities we see every day. Sun rises on time, sun sets on time, flowers bloom, seasons change. Who is doing that? So there is somebody who is orchestrating all this, but people take it with, or we take it for granted. It's just happening. So that is also a unique feature of Lord. So in 9th canto, Prabhupada is saying that we accept some personality as supreme personality when they have some special uncommon features. He's saying, like Lord Ram, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. That is also, right? It's not easy. Can you make stones float? No. When we have our some special darshan, we make stones with cloth or thermocol, but it is, they only can float, but otherwise no ordinary person can make a stone float. Prabhupada is saying, nowadays it has become fashionable to create some artificial god who performs no uncommon activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he does not understand how powerful God is. So somebody, koi ek कोई व्यक्ति को जादू दिखा देता है, कोई भस्म पैदा कर देता है. सो पीपल एक्सेप्ट हिम एज एज गॉड. सो प्रभुपाद सिंह, लॉर्ड रामचंद्र मेड स्टोन्स फ्लोट, दिस इज प्रूफ ऑफ गॉड्स अनकॉमनली वंडरफुल पावर. एंड प्रभुपाद सिंह, वी शुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट एनी रास्कल एज गॉड और इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड, फॉर गॉड डिस्प्लेज हिज स्पेशल फीचर्स इन वेरियस एक्टिविटीज. एंड दैट्स वे प्रभुपाद कोट, जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं यो वेति तत्वता त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नेति मामेति सो अर्जुन. That one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving the body take his birth again in this material world but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The activities of the Lord are not common, they are transcendentally wonderful and not able to be performed by any other living being. The symptoms of living Lord's activities are mentioned in the Shastra, and after one accepts them, then one can accept the Lord as he is. So somebody accepted as Lord, he should have some transcendental, uncommon activity. That's why even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramanand Rai is also identifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's saying, Akritya Prakritya Tomar Ishwara Lakshan Jivena Sambhav Ei Aprakritya Guna. My dear sir, according to your behavior and bodily features, you are the Supreme Personality of God. It is impossible for ordinary living beings to possess such transcendental qualities. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's measurement of his chest and his forearms were not, they were common, they were same. This is called Nyagrodh Parimandala. His hands were longer till his knees, yeah, and his height was very long. And then Prabhupada saying, as far as nature is concerned, he was kind to everyone, which is not possible for us human beings. Right? Anybody who is God will be kind to everyone. And he is all attractive. So Prabhupada saying, one may be a man, an animal, or even a tree, but the Lord is kind to everyone. This is God's qualification. If somebody qualifies as God, he is kind to everyone. And that's why Krishna is saying, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I'm equally kind to everyone. And he advises, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Maam Ekam Sharanam Daja, I'll come to me, and surrender, I'll give you shelter. So, and then Ramanand Rai, Prabhupada is saying, Ramanand Rai is hinting that when Mahaprabhu on this planet made the same offer as Krishna is making, that's why also he is God. His bodily features are uncommon, his nature is uncommon, and he is offering to everyone that I will give you shelter, you just surrender unto me. In another conversation, Prabhupada is addressing when people call Krishna as a lusty fellow because he married 16,108 wives. Prabhupada is saying, how is that? 16,000, he was very lusty. Somebody says, poor fund of knowledge. It is simply story. Krishna is neither lusty nor it is story. He is supreme. He is full in himself. Prabhupada is saying, Krishna doesn't even need a single wife. Because we feel the need. If God is in need, then he is not God. He must be full. So because we personify our personality on God, that's why we judge him like that. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't need even a single wife. Prabhupada is saying, so he is there, Prabhupada is saying, Ishvara Sarva Bhuda Naam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishti. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And Prabhupada is saying, if a girl prays to God that you become my husband, God comes out of her heart and marries her, what is the problem? Krishna can marry, that's why not only 16,000, he can marry 16 million wives. And Prabhupada is saying, this is called Vaibhav Vilas. Lord Chaitanya is presenting the real factual features of Krishna. What is Krishna? He is saying, Mahishi vivahe haila bahu vidha murti prabhav vilase e shastra para siddhi. Ki this is the prabhav vilas of Krishna, that he can manifest this potency. Not like yogis. So then Prabhupada is quoting Shabri Muni. So Shabri Muni, while doing his tapasya in the water, he saw two fishes mating. He got a desire to get married. He came out. He went to a king and he asked him to marry his daughters. king said, you look so ugly, how will I marry my daughter to you? He immediately changed his form. Then king said, no, I want a husband for all my 8 daughters. So then Shabri Muni manifested into 8 forms. So then here it is mentioned, Saubharya Adi Prayasei Kaya Vyuha Naye, Kaya Vyuha Haila Naradera Vishmaya Nahaye. That he, Shabri Muni, manifested into 8 forms like one can make his photographs. He didn't make his 8 replicas, but he makes 8 photocopies of 8 photos of him. Prabhupada is saying in photograph you can expand yourself in millions, but that is not actual expansion. And that's when he quotes that when Narad Muni visited Dwarka, he saw that how Krishna is married with 16,000 wives and how he is dealing with them. In one house he is bathing, one house is playing with children, one house is talking with his wife, he is engaged in one house is meditating. So he was surprised and he said, Chitram Bataya Dekena Vapusha Yugapat Prithak Greheshu Dve Ashta Sahasram Sriya Eka Udavahat. Dvaya Ashta Sahasra means he manifested himself into 16,000 forms. And Krishna, one, he married and he was expanded into 16,000 forms and features. The feature, the body is the same, but in different house with different devotee, the exchange of feelings is different. One person manifests in so many forms and so many emotional exchanges. That is called Vaibhav Prakash. But Prabhupada is saying, it's a very complicated idea. Wisdom is Vaibhav, which of them is Prabhav, wisdom is Vilas, which of them is Tadaikatma, which of them is Avesha. So when we were teaching or studying, we also find Kaunsa kya hai, every time it's confusion. So Prabhupada is saying it's complicated. Prabhupada is saying, only you know that this is a different division of one Krishna. We can note down that if we like original Krishna, how many, I mean to say, expansions, innumerable expansions Krishna has got. So he's saying, it's good you like the original form because it's complicated to understand Vaibhav, Prabhav, Tadekatma. So before Prabhupada saying, claiming oneself as I am God, they should be prepared to show these uncommon features. Otherwise, no sane man will accept any fool as God. So this is how Prabhupada is addressing that, how the unlimited expansion of Krishna in spiritual world. He is quoting this verse, Ananta Prakashe Krishnera Nahi Murti Bheda Akar Varna Astra Bheda Nama Vibheda. That there are unlimited expansions of Krishna in the world, Nahi Murti Bheda, just like his expansion in the spiritual world. He is originally two-handed form, but in the spiritual planets. There are innumerable spiritual planets and situated each of them in 4 hands. Now these 4 hands, each hand, there are 4 symbols, conch shell, wheel, and he's describing how Krishna has different names. Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev. So he's saying how he has different names, different forms. And then he's saying there are different kind of devotees also, like one who's attached to this form, one is attached to that form. When Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satay brajamyaham. Any devotee who wants to worship me in my different feature, I offer him in this feature. Prabhupada is quoting Hanumanji, saying, he was a devotee of Ram. So there is one verse by Hanuman that, I know Ram and Narsim and Narayan and Krishna is the same, but I still want to worship Ram. So that is also available, that Krishna is one, he manifests in so many forms, but then he is, his devotee, he facilitates how they can worship in so many different features. This is also uncommon feature. Can I manifest in so many features, with so many forms, with so many planets? So I cannot claim myself to be God. And then Prabhupada is saying, we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only by his uncommon actions, but also on the evidence of Shastra. So one is, he's saying somebody to be accepted as God should have uncommon features. Then plus he's saying, okay, not only uncommon, now somebody say, I look different, I have some different disease, this is uncommon. But then he has to be accepted on the evidence of Shastra. He's saying, Mahaprabhu, when in Jagannath Puri the chariot will be stuck, King Pratap Rudra will send elephants, but the chariot won't start moving, but then Mahaprabhu will go behind the chariot, touch his head, and the chariot will start moving. And he would have four dance parties and he'll be simultaneously seen dancing in all the four parties. So that's why we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the God. Then he's saying, intelligent men will test it by the description of the Shastra. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Tinat Kauriya Aikya. Any person will accept anything based on three things: Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted by sadhus like Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur. They are all sadhus. In scriptures it is mentioned, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is mentioned, Dheyam Sada Paribhavagna Abhishta Doham, Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchi Nutam Sharanyam, Vrithyarthi Ham Pranat Pal Bhavabdi Potam, Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvindam. So he is mentioning Mahaprabhu's His appearance is mentioned here. Then another verse is Krishna Varnam Tvishakrishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yagna Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. So it is mentioned that how in this age he'll be Krishna Varnam, that always describing Krishna, talking about Krishna. He's Krishna, but Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishnam. Varna also means category, just like Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya Varna, Shudra Varna. In the horoscope, as we discussed the other day, Jata Karma, after the child, birth of child, everything will be mentioned. So here, which category the person belongs. So that is, so similarly, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya, so everything is predicted by astrological calculations. So he is explaining this verse. So Mahaprabhu is predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam as the Supreme Personality, as the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his Varna, he is saying it's not Krishna, he is by yellowish. Tvisha means the color of skin. And he is saying that it is mentioned that in scripture it is mentioned Shuklo Raktas Tata Pita, that when Krishna's horoscope was made by Garga Muni, it was said that he was white color, he was yellow color and he was red color. So this Pita is Krishna's another color, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishna. So many evidences are there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Yajanti Hisu Medasa, it is those of fine intelligence certainly worship Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan, or those who worship Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan are certainly of fine intelligence. Krishna says, Bhaktya Mama Bijanati Yavan Chaschasmi Tavata. One can understand me as I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by the dint of devotional service. So Sripad Yamunacharya is saying that it is possible only if it is only possible to recognize Lord Chaitanya's divinity and importance by the practice of Nam Sankirtan. So first he mentioned, I quoted the verse where Yamunacharya is saying, who cannot recognize Lord? And then he's saying that everything within material nature is limited by time, space and thought. Your characteristics, however being unequaled and surpassed, are always transcendental to such limitations. You sometimes cover such characteristics by your own energy, but nevertheless your unalloyed devotees are able to see you under all circumstances. So in Krishna Varnam verse glorifies those who engage in Sankirtan. Praise not given to worshippers in earlier more than religious ages. It is said that despise Kaliyuga, manifold the opportunity to attain the topmost perfection by Nam Sankirtan makes the age even which demigod and great sages desire to take birth. And Shukdev Goswami is also saying, Kalay dosh nidhe rajan asti hiwe ke mahan gunan. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rujet. That it is only in Kaliyuga, ocean of fault, it is only by the process of chanting that we can be delivered. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Gopakumar, when he goes to Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha Dutas tell him that Shriman Nama Prabhostasya Shrimurte Rapati Priyam Jagat Dhitam Sukhopasyam Sarasam Tat Samam Nahi. The dearer to the Lord than even his own beautiful form is easily worshipped. Holy name benefits the entire world. Indeed, nothing is as full of spectre, Sarasam, as the holy name of the Lord. So the chanting of the holy name is also unique in that it is an ingredient in every kind of ecstasy, in every mellow of devotion, whether it's meeting or separation, whether it's deity worship, whether it's Bhagavatam class or it's cooking, it is all ingrained in with the chanting of the holy name. And it is the chanting of the holy name that can evoke our attraction for Krishna, whatever background they may be coming from. So it is, we should take up this, that's why Padma Purana also says that Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Shuddha Prepurna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Bhinnatvam Nama Namina. That how Lord is, so this is also uncommon feature of the Lord that is non-different from His name. That cannot be experienced with any ordinary person if he claims to be God. Can he and his name be different? Can my name be indifferent? Can my name give an experience of what I can give? Can my name give a class? Can my name cook food? So the name, here Krishna's name is non-different from him. That is also an uncommon feature, and that is the most unique, and it's a gift for us in the age of Kali Yuga. Krishna's name, whether chanted silently or loud, is Krishna. So that was the idea I discussed, that how Lord can be Lord. Somebody who claims to be Lord should have uncommon feature. There are people who see uncommon feature but do not accept them. But then we also have to see the reference of the scriptures. And then only somebody could be, and then we see how Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can be accepted as God on the basis of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And in this age of Kali Yuga, the most uncommon feature of the Lord which we can access is by chanting His holy name. So that's what makes Krishna most unique. And I'll end with this point, that we may also reflect that though we are discussing that we accept somebody as God if they have uncommon features, but then our parampara also wants us to, as I initially mentioned, to that aspect of God, that Rajendra Nandan Krishna, who doesn't likes to be identified as God. So somehow we also acknowledge God when He exhibits some power only, when He's some strength, something very special. But Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Viharishi Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. But then we also want to be attracted to that form of Krishna who is very simple, who plays with cowherd boys, who like common people, who just behaves like ordinary, he's his friend. And I'll end with this pastime which Prabhupada is mentioning about Govardhan Hill. When Krishna wanted to lift Govardhan Hill, he had to convince Gopas that he can lift the Govardhan Hill. So Indra was furious, he was tormenting Vrajvasis, there were torrents of rain on the Vraja. And so the pastures of Govardhan were flooded with the rain. Krishna was there beneath a kadamba tree, deep in water, shivering from cold, held Sridhama's hand, and he said, "Oh friends, Subal, Madhumangal and Subhadra, Indra is determined to destroy Vrajvasis." As Krishna spoke this, a nearby tree toppled by the wind and crashed. So everybody got scared. And then one Gopa told Krishna, "Kanai, it was your suggestion that our people should ignore the king of heaven. Now it is your duty to protect them." "Protect them?" Another boy said, "Gobhat, how will our butter soft friend protect the Vrajvasis against the deluge?" Then Krishna replied, "I have a plan, my friends." And then they said, "What is your plan?" He said, "The best protection from a rainstorm is an umbrella. I propose to protect the Vrajvasis by giving an umbrella." Then, "By giving an umbrella?" Subal exclaimed. And he said, It will take more than umbrellas to protect us from this torrent. I think you should give them boats, said another gopa. Krishna accepted the sarcasm of his friend with a smile, and his peacock feather was soaked in water, dangling on his turban. He said, there is one umbrella which can serve as a boat to carry us over this danger. Govardhan Hill, he has committed us to protect from anything, so he'll be our umbrella and he will be our goat. The boys start laughing. How can you do that? Who will lift this Govardhan Hill? It's gigantic. Krishna said, I will lift Giriraj and give shelter to all animals. And the boys, they were laughing one by one. They simply humored him. Oh, that's rich, replied Sri Dama. I have to carry your lunch pack because it is too heavy. And then you are saying you will carry Govardhan Hill and you are going to lift a mountain with finished Vijaya. Subal said, see Krishna, there is no time for jokes. Okay, please give a practical proposal. Then Krishna just said, he smiled, and then Krishna, then another gopa hugged Krishna's arm and said, Krishna, Kanai, I will not let you do anything dangerous. How can you lift such a big mountain? Please call Baldev, he is eldest, he will do something. Then Krishna just merely turned towards Govardhan and he said, empowered by my love of my friends, I can do anything. I can lift three worlds. What to speak of a hill? Govardhan Hill. Impossible, said the boys. It is too dangerous, somebody said. Even if it were possible, I would never allow it, Stoka Krishna said. Then Krishna just kept smiling. And then older boy told Krishna, Kanai, don't bite off more than you can chew. You have killed some demons, okay, but lifting Govardhan Hill is another thing. If you failed, surely you would sink in a mire of embarrassment. It is beyond you, said another gopa. You are dreaming. Sapna dekh rahe ho. How can you lift Govardhan Hill? Then Stoka Krishna said, Krishna can do if I empower him. So be reasonable. A little wrestling tires you. How can you lift a hill? And then Madhu Mangal said, friends, right as you are about Krishna's excessive self-esteem, why do you underestimate me? I can lift. Startled, so Krishna turned. Krishna may be a weakling and his fickle appetite may be the cause of his frailty, but I am a storehouse of mystic power. I can empower him. Then everyone, they were laughing, and the challenge, so Krishna challenged both Krishna and his friend, brother, let us test your strength. Pointing to the tree that sheltered the boys. So he said, Krishna, first let us see if you twist the trunk of this Kadamba tree like wringing out a wet piece of cloth. You have done that, we might believe that you can lift Govardhan Hill. And then Sridhama said, Stoka Krish, even I can twist this pony twig. Let Gopal not only twist the trunk of this tree but also tie its branches together in a knot. Then I will give my consent for a great undertaking. And then Krishna did just that. As easily as Mother Yashoda could twist the churning rod in the pot of butter, he twisted the tree's trunk between the palms of his hands, and then, to the amazement of all his gopas' friends, he tied all the knots, and all the gopas clapped and cheered. Oh, Hari Bol! So love and wonder are inseparable. The greater the love, the greater is the sense of marvel. And for those who love Krishna, the increasing sense of wonder causes the impossible, the superhuman, to seem merely wonderful. Thus, the humanly impossible feats Krishna performed, rather than distancing him from his friends by awe, simply endeared him to them all the more. So there are so many wonderful activities of Krishna. The Vrajvasis saw, they never considered Hari to be anything but a cowherd boy, one of them, a village acquaintance, a whimsical boy, son of Mother Yashoda. So this is our Acharyas are talking about this form of Krishna to be attached to, whose, though uncommon, but yet he doesn't like to be known as uncommon. So there were some of my reflections on this purport. I would like to end it here. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरिभ